Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, already in progress.
I said, now are you healed? She said, yes, I am. I said, why? She said, because it's written in the Word. Okay, she got it. She didn't say because Thurman prayed for me. She didn't say because I've been a good girl. She said, it's written in the Bible, so I'm healed. And if you believe that, it'll work, won't it, Paula?
Yes.
Yes. That girl, you can take it from her. She's a freshly healed young woman just a few weeks ago, or maybe a few months ago.
Yes.
Yeah, hadn't been long ago. But she'd been sick for 20 years.
Yes.
Isn't that something? Now then, how many of God's people does he want healed?
All.
He wants all of us. But he said, how many sins do we have to forgive?
All.
How much love do we have to walk in?
All.
Love. And then he said, but even those people that are wicked and mean. Read that whole thing, Matthew 5:44. Remember this. You need to read this yourself every once in a while to see this is what our commander-in-chief commands us to do. Exactly what Cheryl's going to read. Matthew 5:44.
Them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
Amen. Can we do that?
Yes.
We can do that. Now then, if we do that and believe, what's going to happen? You're going to find a little group of people that shows up at the Living Savior Church. It's going to be unlimited to what God can do through you.
Amen.
Isn't that going to be wonderful?
Yes.
But this scripture in James 5:14 says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now that's what you have to do. Verse 15. Let's see what 15 says. And the prayer of faith, not the prayer of unbelief, but the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Isn't that an awesome verse?
Yes.
Just think. Anybody that's sick in the church, if they only knew those two verses, and of course you really need to know the next one too. Let's look at verse 16, see what it says. Verse 16 says, so therefore confess your faults one to another. See, we try to go over that anyway. Confess your sins. Like I've said over and over and over during this healing school yesterday and today, if you have a sin in your life, if you have a sickness in your life, you have any kind of problem with your physical body, you've got some kind of a sin somewhere that's giving place to the devil. You have to get rid of that sin. You have to forgive. You have to walk in love. You have to do that. If you've got bitterness toward even yourself, bitterness toward anybody, you know, if you have anger and rage in your life, if somebody talks to you and you have a problem talking back to them, without getting into a state of anger and rage, you cannot get healed until you get rid of that. You have to confess that. I'm going to walk in love. There's no comparison to anger and rage and walking in love, is there? They're on different ends of the spectrum. And some people can't even see the fact. Now, some people, every time you try to talk to them, they go into a state of anger and rage. You can't really say anything to them without them getting all upset. Do you know people like that? Sure. And you wonder why they're always sick, right? Well, they got to get rid of that. You know, some people say, I don't have any sin in my life at all. You say, you sure? Yes, I guarantee I have no sin in my life. Don't you tell me I don't have sin in my life. I don't have no sin in my life. What are you talking about? You have a problem. Do you all understand why I'm doing what I'm doing? There's some of us that do that. I never get angry. And you start out the door and somebody trips you up, you turn around, slap them in the face. What'd you do that for, you idiot? You gotta walk in love. Just like the Lord said there in James 5:16, it says, so confess your faults. Lord, I confess my fault of anger and rage and ask you to take it away from me and deliver me from my anger and rage. In Jesus' name. And pray one for another. There he said, pray. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, this is totally on the other end of the spectrum about healing. The first one we talked about, we just said, get you to repent of your sin, and then you just touch them in Jesus' name. Don't even, just touch them. You don't even have to say in Jesus' name. But if you want to use Jesus' name, that's okay. But touch them. And the other one is a far cry from that. The other one is you're literally, really interceding for a person. You're praying, Lord, Father, in Jesus' name, you said, and start calling him in remembrance of scriptures. The fervent prayers of a righteous man. Is that what he said, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Yes, a fervent prayer. So a man that really prays fervently. When you get through praying for somebody, if they ask you to anoint you with oil, and you pray over them, by the time they get through, they need to say, I've been prayed for before, I thought, but I never been prayed for like that man prayed for me. Wow. I mean, he's praying. He's interceding. He's going to the throne room of God. He's walking into the throne room. When the guy walks into the throne room, he comes into the throne room and says, Father, in Jesus' name, I've got a problem down here on earth. This man or woman has got a problem, and I'm remitting their sins, and I need you to forgive them. Now then, Lord, I'm coming to you in faith in Jesus' name. Woo! And that's when the king kicks his iced tea over. That's when he sat in prayer with nothing to do, and all of a sudden he said, did you hear what my son said? Did you hear one of my children say that I would do these things, I would heal their bodies? Did you hear that prayer that son or daughter is praying? Wow, my son is praying in faith. And I guarantee you'll get the answer to your prayer. You'll get the answer, just like he said there. Then he says in verse 17, what does verse 17 say? Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are, and yet prayed fervently, earnestly, that it might not rain, and it rained not for 3 years and 3 and 6 months. Just think, here is a man that's a man just like you and me, that he prayed for it not to rain for 3.5 years, and it didn't rain. Now then, if God tells you to pray that it don't rain for 3.5 years, if you pray, guess what's going to happen? It ain't going to rain for 3.5 years. But don't go out here and start saying, Lord, I'm going to pass a judgment on these people, because that's not what he calls you to do. He calls you to bless them. Verse 18, let's see what verse 18 says. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Verse 19, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one converts him. Now then, that little wild example I gave you a minute ago about screaming bitterly and everything. If you see me do something really like that, do you automatically know I'm not in the love of God? So what should you do with me? You confront me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you confront me as another man of God. You say, Thurman, what you did doesn't glorify God. You need to straighten your act up. You know, now, if you're walking in obedience to God's word, then you can reprimand me. And if you got the same problem I got, then don't come try to tell me what to do. Because you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to be just like everybody else. Judge not, lest you be judged. Everybody knows that scripture, don't they? We should confront one another. And if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him. In other words, if Scott come to me and told me, said, Thurman, you're doing wrong. You're screaming and hollering at the people. You need to forgive them and walk in love, because that's what scripture says. And if he's doing that, he has all of the right in the world to reprimand me if I'm not walking in love. Now let's see what verse 20 says. Let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Now just think. If I start sinning and I start going into screaming and rage, what am I lined up for in the very near future? Some kind of sickness, and even according to the scripture, death. I'm going to die. So if you see me do that, you don't come say something, then you're at fault. The blood's on your hand. You see me sinning, you know I'm sinning. You see a brother that's sinning, and you don't say nothing to him at all. You just let him do his own thing. Say, I'm not my brother's keeper. Yes, you are. You are your brother's keeper. And if you're not going to get out there and tell people, if you're a child of God, that's why you want to walk in love. You want to be in love so you can confront somebody else that's out of love. So they can't look and they say, well, okay, I'll listen to you. Because they know you ain't got no sin in your life. They know you're walking in obedience to God's word. Is that right? And so if you convert that sinner, if you don't talk to the guy, and you don't tell him the truth, what's going to happen in a period of time? He's going to die. I mean, he's going to come down with some kind of sickness. And if nobody tells you the truth, that person's going to die. But if you tell that person what they're doing is wrong and they repent, now who knows how far the sickness may have gone? I mean, Cheryl and I and some of you in this room have prayed for people that they were on their deathbed. I mean, on their deathbed. And they had no idea. what sin was causing their problem. But when you go and spend time with them, and some of us, sometimes we pray and ask the Lord, if we can't figure it out, we ask the Lord and He tells one of us what the sin is. Or just a word of knowledge. You may not even have asked God. You're just doing His business. But our prayer warriors here praying for people right here, and one of you, maybe Scott's praying for somebody, and all of a sudden he's, before he gets through, the Lord just speak to him a word, or speak to Kim a word, and say, this man or this woman's got this sin in their life. And so they'll say, hey, well, do you have any kind of unforgiveness or bitterness? And, well, yes, I do. Well, you need to get rid of that. They say, well, I'll work on it. No. You don't want to work on that, because it's going to kill you. You don't want to go with unforgiveness or bitterness or none of that kind of stuff, because it either killed you or your family. You want to get rid of it. You want to walk in love. So we in this church need to be known as a group of people that walk in love. Is that right? We need to walk in love with everybody and pray for everybody. Then if we are that known, become known as that church that walks in love with everybody, I guarantee you when people come here to get healed, everyone that comes here will get healed. I remember one time when a lady called Jeff when we were going to be on the Sid Ross show, and she says, to ask Jeff, said, what percentage of the people that Pastor Thurman prays for gets healed? And he said, all of them. She said, all of them? He says, all of them that repent and believe. He said, yes. He said, yeah, there's people he prays for that don't get healed, but they don't get rid of their sin, or they won't believe God. That if I'm walking in love with everybody and I can get people to repent of their sin and I can pray the prayer of faith for them, if they believe with no doubt in heart, he said, all the people I pray for gets healed. Isn't that a good feeling? You think that you can be on those phones up there and have some people call back? Sometimes it's that day. Sometimes it's the next week or the next month. But they call back and say, hey, Dave, hey, Jeff, you prayed for me the other day and I'm completely healed. Well, that's what we expect, isn't it? That's what we expect, people to get healed. Now then, do you want to keep that healing? Just walk in love. Get out of your love walk, Miss Paula, with just your husband.
Yes.
And you ain't going to do that, are you, girl?
No.
I'm not going to get out of that love walk. I'm going to love that boy, turn him over to Jesus, and let Jesus judge him.
Right.
I'm going to walk in love.
Because when you do,
you stay healed. Isn't staying healed wonderful? I can't even imagine being sick for 20 years with excruciating pain like she said she had. I mean, she had to bear that, but I want to walk in divine health. Don't you? Okay, if we walk in divine health, we're going to walk in love. It's just no two ways about it.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.